Welcome to Students United, Mobile Minds Flipping Society. In this show, we're going to celebrate and promote positivity, innovation, and creativity in education.
Hi, this is Jason LaFay for Students United, Mobile Minds Flipping Society. Very proud to be coming from DeWitt High School today on February 8th. Very cold, a very wintry day that we've been having. But in the midst of the bowels of winter, if I can say that, here at the high school, there's some great innovation and creativity going on at the Idea Hive in Mr. Crowley's room, room 420. There's a recent play that's going to be put on called Rare Birds, which is going to be performed on February 14th, 15th, 16th at 7 p.m. and February 17th at 2 p.m. Adults $10 and students $5. An awesome production, a very challenging one, talking about high school students and their sort of everyday lives and some of the experiences of alienation, which is quite a common theme for high schoolers. And this is a very rare, challenging play that these students are putting on and taking tremendous risk to really talk about some pretty pertinent issues. So what I would like to do right now is interview some of the cast members about this really exciting production and see get their take a little bit on some of the themes of the play, talk about those a little bit, and how difficult or easy or it's been for them to convey some of the major ideas behind the play. So I'll have them introduce themselves and tell me the characters that they're playing.
Hi, my name is Kian Jodlowski. I'm 16 years old, and I'm playing the character of Mike Yankowski.
And Kian, what are some themes or central ideas that you're trying to convey in the play or that the play tries to convey that you found to be especially challenging or provocative?
I think the play conveys a lot of relatable issues that a lot of teens and, frankly, parents can relate to. Not all mediums really address the problems that are really happening in schools, so this play is a great example to really see the gritty details of high school life.
What would be some of those gritty details? Can you just give me real quickly an example or two?
Sure, perhaps bullying, in-family problems, people's interests differing from the norm and the suffering that comes with that. If you're interested, you know, in birds, for example, and other people aren't, that can be difficult to fit into social life.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to hear from another cast member. What's another sort of central idea or concept in your experience so far in helping to convey that? And what's been maybe some things that have been sort of challenging with that?
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm playing the role of Jenny. And I'd say that
central ideas, what's been challenging for you to actually help to communicate or convey some of the main ideas of the play in the role that you're performing?
I guess my role is mostly, it conveys hope for those that do feel lost. It kind of gives the feeling that there's always going to be, things are going to get better, and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Sounds like there's some pretty heavy-handed themes, though, in the play. Is there anything about it that's made you sort of uncomfortable a little bit or took a while for you to get used to, given that it's sort of controversial, right? Because you're talking about alienation, you're talking about suicide, I believe, is also something that's mentioned in the play or is brought up or is a part of the play. How has that been in terms of experiencing that, processing that, even though you hopefully have never experienced that, but playing someone who's maybe either involved or somehow a part of that?
It was difficult at first, just the cruelty involved in the play, what you had to say to friends, basically. But once you got past the emotional intensity, it's really get down to business because you need to transform yourself to really make this play a reality for people that are watching it so they understand what we're trying to convey.
Right, and it's probably doing a great service for people to be able to have a venue to talk about these things, even though it can be a little unnerving or controversial. How about another cast member? What's another thing that you found unique or interesting, say, compared to other productions that you know of or have been involved with? What makes this one different or maybe stand out more?
Hello, my name is Jason Porter. I am playing Ralph. Something that really stands out about this one, a lot of productions that you see nowadays are about some sort of like fantastical adventure. This one, it's just so realistic. You can almost put yourself in any of these cast members' shoes and just think, put yourself in one of these characters, and then this story becomes about you. And that's what really sets this production apart than like any other that I can name.
So you don't necessarily have to have had direct experience with some of the heavier or darker themes or ideas because it sort of touches on a more universal human experience of sort of struggling to maybe connect with people or be who you really are versus what people want you or expect you to be?
That really just hits the nail right on the head. You got it with that one.
Okay, well, thanks. Can I hear from just one more cast member on their experience so far with it? Is there any concern with anyone who's willing to speak about the reaction of the audience to this? Is anyone concerned maybe that people might be upset or feel shocked or maybe even come after you guys a little bit? Because that's a risk you guys are taking because you're trying to create great art. And whenever people take that risk, you know, that comes with the territory. Anyone want to comment on that?
Hi, my name is Jacob Orth, and I play the role of Evan Wills. I think this play in general, it leaves people like speechless and their jaws drop. I mean, I remember the first time we read through it, and it was honestly amazing because I've never cried more, laughed more in one single play. And I think it does a really great job of conveying that. And I think there will be speculation as to, is this appropriate? And I don't think there should be an argument, though, just because this is reality here, what we've been saying, and this is what actually people, parents, you know, they go through this in life. And I think the play does a really good job at bringing that to life.
Can you name me like a specific detail without giving too much away or any of the scenes away? Is there any particular details that would really maybe you could think of make some audience members sort of really like feel a bit uncomfortable or sort of be taken aback a bit?
I would say the cyberbullying aspect of it, suicide, single parenting, possibly even alcoholism. There's, like I said, like I've listed a few here, but there's many other different things that I think each and every single individual in the crowd can somehow connect with.
Great.
Once again,
this has been Jason LaFay.
And this has been Jeff Crowley on Michigan Business Network.
Students United, Mobile Minds, Flipping Society.